Hello, loser. It's a beautiful night, and you're here, listening to an audio made by some girl you've never met and never will meet, and touching your little penis. What's new? Don't you already touch it every day? Several times a day? You know how most men have girlfriends or wives? Women who want to get them off, please them? You're not a man, are you? You're like a little boy, constantly wanking. Wrapping your fist. Is it a fist or just two fingers and a thumb? Around that tiny little dicklet of yours, day in, day out. Well, come on then, wanker. Let's do this. Get it out and start stroking. That is, if you weren't already. It's probably for the best, you know, that you're not out tonight. I mean, can you imagine you out there in a bar or a club leering at a real-life girl like a total fucking weirdo, or even worse, trying to talk to her? Would you even be able to talk to her? Can you talk to girls? Really? You look like a wimp to me. Anyway, I mean, ugh. How creepy would that be? You'd just be making everyone's skin crawl with your mere presence. Everyone would be repulsed by you, even though they might be too polite to say it. It would be horrible. I can't imagine anyone being interested in talking to you, let alone go home with you, unless you were like really, I mean, really drunk or on drugs or something. And then that would be like rape, right? You know you'd be preying on her, and the next morning, she'd take one look at you and go straight to the police. Although, let's think about that. Hypothetically, what would you do? You're in a strange girl's bedroom, or you've brought her back to yours. You don't still live with your parents, do you? Anyways, would you even know what to do? Be honest with me. Would you know what to do with that little pee-pee of yours? Would you even be able to get it up? Really? Would you know where to put it? What to do? How to move it? How to not come in 5 seconds flat? Has a girl ever even touched you? Sexually, I mean. Really? Be honest with me. You and I both know that there is absolutely no way whatsoever that you would be able to please a girl in bed. You know, you should be grateful. No, not to me. I do this for charity, out of pity for worthless losers like you. I know audios like this are the only female interaction you get, ever will get. It's my good deed, and you're my charity case. I don't need your thanks. The laughs I get from my girlfriends when I tell them about you, that's payment enough. I don't want to seem harsh or mean. It's not just laughs. We do sympathize and pity unfortunate boys like you. But you have to understand that none of us would ever want to be with you. You know that, right? It's just simple biology. You don't stand a chance with any girl ever. Anyway, as I was saying, you should be grateful to your hand. Or should I call it your hand pussy? You should be thankful that it stuck by you, loved you, brought you so much pleasure. The only sexual pleasure you'll ever have. Unless you're even more pathetic than we all thought and bought one of those loser toys or something. You know, those rubber, latex, whatever, loser pussies? Oh god, you don't actually have one, do you? Well, you do seem like their target market. Anyways, you should thank your hand. Give it a kiss. Go on. Give your lover a kiss for me. That's it. Thank you, hand, for being the love of my life. Aw, how sweet. And pathetic. Does listening to a strange girl's voice really get you off? Are you really so depraved and lacking in options that this is what turns you on? How sad. And you don't even want me to say something relatively normal. You don't want to hear me come or pretend to be interested in you or like you. You actually get off by me tearing you down and humiliating you, pointing out all of your flaws and faults, and explaining to you why you'll always be alone, pathetic, and worthless. What a freak. I mean, seriously, what a fucking weirdo. Keep stroking for me, loser. You haven't come already, have you? Well, hurry up. I'll allow you to imagine me if you like. It doesn't matter what I actually look like. I'd never allow us to meet in person. Just imagine whatever you like. Big tits, small tits, long hair, short hair, blonde, brunette, redhead, whatever. Whatever gets you off. I know. Why don't you imagine the girls you've lusted after? All the little crushes you had, but could never get because of, you know, who you are. You know they were repulsed by you, right? They could feel your eyes on them, like a disgusting pervert, making them uncomfortable. Did they even acknowledge your pathetic little infatuation? They knew. Were they at least nice to your face in their rejection? Did they let you down gently before going on to laugh about you with their friends? Or were they honest and brutal? Think about how perfect they are. And now think about how utterly disgusting and worthless you are. What in the world made you think you even stood a chance? I mean, seriously? They were all way out of your league. Don't you understand that? What were you thinking? Well, now I want you to say their names out loud and apologize to them for making them uncomfortable. Come on, say out the names of the last three girls you thought you had a chance with, fantasized about in that disgusting, perverted head of yours, and say, I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm a pathetic little loser, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you. You deserve a real man in your life. Say it out loud. Come on, louder. I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm a pathetic little loser, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you. You deserve a real man in your life. Good boy. That's your mantra for when you find yourself attracted to a real girl. You're finally beginning to accept your place in life. Are you almost there yet? I really do have better things I could be doing. Real men I could be doing. Let me count you down, okay? Come when I get to one. Right. 10, 9, 8, 7. Come on, loser. I don't have all day here. I mean, I'm happy to help you out like this, but charity has its limits, you know. 6, 5. That's it. Speed it up. Hard strokes at a fast pace for me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Have you come yet? Well, I don't care either way. I'm almost done here. If you've managed to squeeze a disgusting mess out, wipe it up with some toilet paper, scrunch it up, throw it in the toilet, and flush it away. It's the best place for your worthless seed. I mean, can you imagine passing it on to a girl and passing her disgusting genetics on? No. It's too too unbearable to think about. Flushed it? Good. Now I'm gonna do the rest of the world a favor. Remember this. If you ever start to get ideas above your station, or start to think that maybe you should pursue sex with a real girl, listen to this audio again. You can touch yourself, get your sexual release, and get on with your worthless life without bothering the rest of us. Understood? Bye, loser. Was that okay? Was it what you needed to hear? You know, I don't really feel that way about you. I only say those things because they turn you on. And I want to turn you on. I want to please you. I want to make you happy. Help you have fun, relax, and enjoy yourself. If you came for me when I asked you to, you did so well. Now, take a couple of deep breaths and relax some more. You're beautiful just the way you are. And you know, if you're interested in a girl in real life, you should go ask her out. You'll never know what'll happen until you ask her.